You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Gum Los Angeles. This is The Startup with Monique Leray, and I'm Monique Leray. Thank you for joining my show on a Sunday, a beautiful Sunday at that, here on the West Coast. I am back on the West Coast. I got back from Europe a couple days ago. I am wrapping up some film stuff, and then we'll be all the way back in the studio next Sunday. I actually have the owners of Superbad coming in to the studios next Sunday in LA. It's going to be awesome. So you guys have to tune in and hear about this brand and how they cultivated this beautiful culture called Superbad Inc. But I'm still, you know, remote and on the road a little bit here and almost fully back. And I want to just share with you guys, give you some announcements and updates about the pandemic film. That's part two of the sequel to the Pandemic Project documentary, which is the international version of the pandemic documentary. I want to tell you, we went to four countries this last week. It was a fast and furious trip. I got a little tired. If you follow me on Instagram or on my stories, you could see that I was really pounding the pavement there. I want to let you guys know, if you haven't seen the trailer that we did last year for the Pandemic Project documentary, it's the American version of our film. And please go on YouTube and type in the four words. It's the Pandemic Project documentary. And you can see 7 minutes and 58 seconds of entrepreneurs, survivors, everyday people around America just trying to make it through this unique time in history. And it looks like we kind of have an uptick going on. It makes international travel quite the challenge, and I'm chronicling that now currently. And like I said, we just wrapped up country number 8. I wound up ending off in Poland and then heading back to the States. And then we're going to be going to Asia next month to hit that side of the continent and, excuse me, that side of the world. And we'll wrap it up with Belize and Brazil if, you know, travel requirements, entry allow. You know, it's been an interesting time, guys. And thank you so much for everyone that supports this effort. We really are just interested in telling the human stories of these unique times, the entrepreneurship and the heart and soul of people really navigating this. And it really fuels me and encourages me to see people helping each other these times. So if you're interested, if you have a story, if you are a survivor, we are leaving the politics of the politicians. We are not interested in any of that. We're interested in the human portion of this time in history. So if you have a story and you have anyone in the Asia area of the world, specifically speaking, you know, Singapore, Malaysia, Tokyo, Japan, perhaps Shanghai, China, and perhaps Sydney, Australia, and Bali, Indonesia. Those are the areas we're going to next. And again, we're looking at Belize and Brazil after that. And then we're a wrap in Canada and at gmail.com. Also, one more announcement. We have Emmys Week coming up. We've got two events coming that are going to be really exciting. I'm doing an after party with Matt Sarafa from Project Runway Juniors and Dr. Lance McCarthy from TEDx. And he is a famous author and global economist. They're going to be my co-hosts on Emmys Night, which will be Sunday, September 19th. And it's also going to be my 2-year anniversary here with LA Talk Radio. Yay! I love Sam and the team here. And they've really, you know, helped me through this time and stay with them. And we want to have a great little party. So in the honor of my 2-year anniversary with LA Talk Radio, I can't believe it's been 2 years in September, as well as the Emmys, September 19th. So give us an email if you want to come. If you're a brand, if you want to sponsor, if you want to come and mingle with us, we're going to wear masks, you know, and respect whatever LA County's got going in place at that time. Hopefully things will be better by then. Also, if you are a brand and you want to get into the swag bag and have your brand in front of 100 media influencers, press, and celebrities, as well as some nominees, email me at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com and we'll get you in the swag bag and get you that exposure that your brand needs and deserves. All right. Those are my plugs for right now. Guys, guess who I have for you? Because you know what? It's almost the end of the summer. And we've got to work on this fourth quarter situation, and we have to worry about, we don't have to worry, but we should be concerned and always thinking about what we're doing with our money as startup brands, right? So I brought you the Southern Belle Badass because you guys always ask for her. Christina Biddle, what's going on? Excuse me.
Hi, doll. How are you doing?
Oh, I got to say your whole name. Christina Biddle, Charpentier Biddle. I always switch them out. Why do I do that, Christina?
It doesn't matter. As you know, I'm just the Southern Belle badass. That's it. Okay.
I love it. And, you know, I feel like you're really getting a reputation for it on the West Coast and on the East Coast, Southern Coast. Tell everybody about your brand and who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm just going to tell you this. I'm me. I'm a tax accountant. I work for my clients. I do not work for the IRS. Basically, it's like I tell my clients, you do what you do. I do what I do, and I just keep you out of jail.
Well, that's a good slogan. You know, everybody wants to stay out of jail.
And I do want to tell you this, too. You had said that Superbad is going to be one of your brands that you're going to cover. And I just want to tell everybody that I know or I've met the owner and co-owner of Superbad, and they are amazing people. Their product is premium. Yes. And I just can't say enough good things about them because I met them at the Oscars.
Yes,
I was fortunate to meet them because they are absolutely, these guys are great, y'all. And you've got to try their merchandise. But anyway, I just wanted to put a plug in for that because I did meet them and they're great. They're great.
Thank you for saying that. I'm going to make sure they see this plug, and yes, they'll be in studio with us. And I think you're going to be out, Emmy's week out this way. So we'll have to get you in studio as well. I don't know if you've had the pleasure of coming into the LA Talk Radio studios yet. I feel like we've always been remote.
Yeah, we have, but you know, we can change that.
We can change that. All right, very good. So the Southern Belle Badass supports Superbad, and so does the startup. All right, guys, check out Superbad by NT. Christina, tax accountant, but I know you personally, and I feel like you're much, much more than that. You're not just a tax accountant, but you are a multi-site, serial entrepreneur, mother, you know, companion, friend, and so many beautiful things. But can you give everybody a little background about how you started in this genre of finance and tax accounting?
You know, this profession found me. I graduated with my master's degree. And honestly, at that point, you have this degree that is very well known. But what do you do with it? Well, I found my passion in honestly saving people money, helping them, their businesses grow, or just to sustain business. And so basically the profession found me. I've been doing taxes and giving advice, consultations to my clients for a little more than 20 years. I've got multiple locations, one in Biscayne, North Carolina, which is where we started. And then I have one in Birmingham, Alabama. But yes, I can be reached virtually around the world 24/7 at www.premierabc1.com, or you can email me at www.premierabc1@gmail.com. Sorry.
Yes. That's okay.
And then if you want to give me a shout, text me. My number is 910-571-1092. But frankly, just go to the link, to my website link, and that gives you all the information. If you want more details on me, I'm not one for really talking about myself because I think that's a little arrogant. But
well, you know, this is a startup. You know, it's a place to plug your brand. And quite frankly, we could not survive without people like you, Christina, that keep the small businesses going and the medium-sized businesses going, because I know you have a vast customer base. But right now, as we almost exit summer and we almost entered the last quarter here or quarter and a half here, you know, if you are a small business and you survived this first wave of the pandemic, the second wave of the pandemic, and now, you know, you're holding on for this hopefully last wave, or I don't know if we're on the third or fourth wave, but whatever wave we're on, what questions should you be asking to save yourself money going into 2022? If you've held on this long and you know, you've hunkered down, what little tips should you be looking out for as a small business right now?
Well, as a small business right now, you or just as an employee of a small business, because we as owners, we're employees too. You need to start focusing on your 401ks. Start focusing on your 401ks, your 403bs, and your 457s. Now, what these are types of retirement plans that you can set up through your business and it become a tax deduction.
Oh, wow.
And you get a tax deduction on your a saver's credit on your taxes as well for that. So you're gonna get two advantages out of it. You're gonna lower your taxable income, and you're gonna get a saver's credit of 10%. But nice. The beautiful thing about this is, in 2021, you can contribute up to, if I'm not mistaken, it's $19,500 per person. But the thing about it is, if you're doing married filing jointly, then you can do up to, say, $39,000.
Wow. I'm going to have to get married.
Well, oh, Lord, I don't know about that.
Maybe I will.
Let's see. But if you're 50 and over, you get what they call a catch-up contribution. Okay. And that is actually an additional $6,500 per person, which would bring it to $52,000. Cumulative. So right there, that is, if you make $100,000 a year, you're reducing your taxable income by 52 grand.
So smart.
That is a substantial savings.
So smart. Also,
and if you have, and I know that a lot of employers, they offer health insurance and things like that. And I do know, as an employer, sometimes you can't really afford to give insurance with a $500 deductible, or you know what I'm saying, with those low costs, because you're a small business, so you have, you know, but you want to offer your employees something.
Yeah.
So what a lot of employers do is they enroll in what's called a high deductible health plan, an HDHP.
Okay.
What defines an HDHP is the level of your deductible. So to be considered a high deductible health plan, your deductible should be $6,000 or more. So in other words, it's not like you hit 500, then insurance is going to pay 80%. This is where you have to have $6,000 before they start really recognizing and paying out.
That's a high deductible.
It's
good for when you're a startup and you have a couple employees. At least you're giving them something.
Exactly. And, you know, but the thing about it is, with a high deductible health plan, you can offer your employees a health savings account, an HSA. The only way you can offer this to your employees is if you do have a high deductible health plan. Now, let me explain to you what a health savings account is.
Okay.
A health savings account is money that you take out of your paycheck. You put it into this account that is designated for medical expenses only. Okay. A lot of times your employer will match that. So, and you can put up to $6,000 a year into it. So if you're putting in $6,000, your employer's putting in $6,000, that's $12,000 a year of untaxed income.
Oh, wow.
Untaxed. So what happens is, when you go to the doctor's office or you go to the hospital, they're going to send you a bill, of course, for 100% because of your deductible being so high. But what you do is you take the money out of this health savings account to pay that bill.
Ah.
So, and see, it's tax-free money. And, you know, a lot of people, you know that you can't itemize your medical bill unless it exceeds 7.5% of your adjusted gross income, which is, that's ridiculous. Because anything up and above the 7.5% is all that can be counted. So the first 7.5% is null and void. But with the health savings account, you've put that money back tax-free. Now you've got medical bills that you can pay, and your money has actually been sitting in that account accruing interest. Not to mention, half that money could be your employer's. And
what?
A health savings account is completely different than a flex account. A health savings account, it's not a use or lose. With a flex, you have 12 months to use your money, and then you have a grace period. I think it's 30 to 60 days, possibly. But after that, all your money goes back to the employer. So what you haven't used in a flex account goes back to the employer. With the health savings account, though, it just rolls over, rolls over, rolls over every year, and you're accumulating interest, and your employer, if they choose to, they're matching your contributions. Now, another good thing about this, too, is you never have to use your HSA. So let's say you start at 20 years old and you're contributing to an HSA the maximum every year, and your employer's matching that. Well, let's say you get 62 and you decide to retire. You've got hundreds of thousands of dollars that you haven't used. It's still not taxable, but what you can do is pay your Medicare premiums with that money. So it won't be coming out of your Social Security check.
So once the wheels start falling off, the tracks, you'll have
and see, the thing about it is all this money that you've accumulated, you can use it. You after you retire, you cannot contribute anymore. But you can start taking the money out, using it on your Medicare premiums or your supplements. So that's the good thing about all this. Now, and you can also take it out with not using it on medical expenses, but at that point, it does become taxable income. But it's like a savings account. I mean, you're going to pay taxes on it either which way.
Right.
But the thing about it is now you've got money, free money from your employer. You see, it's
beautiful. This is really inspiring because, you know, even if you are in good health and you're doing your thing and you're fine, you go for your yearly checkup, it is important to think about this for the future. And what a great way to put it away, not be taxed on it. And then you turn around and you're 62 and you're like, oh, I've got some money here that can help me out when you need that knee surgery or start falling apart a little bit.
And
Hopefully you don't.
Another thing too is, you know, when you start doing these things young, you don't know what life is going to throw at you. You could actually have a child that is special needs. You know what I'm saying? Believe it or not, you can actually pay for your parents' medical bills out of this money and it not be taxable. You can pay for, as long as the checks are made directly to the doctor's office or the hospitals or the labs, you can pay that for them.
Wow.
Out of your health savings account. so, you know, that's another way to help out.
You're being proactive. Someone's going to have to go to the doctor some point in your life.
And like I said, you don't know what life's going to throw at you. You could have just a catastrophe, God forbid, but you could have a catastrophe, but you won't have to be scrounging, wondering where you're going to get it from because you've done your due diligence and then you've paid in. And so you should be fairly okay. But that's just one way to save money and then get money from your employer to make money with.
Well, you guys need to reach out to Christina to get started on your health care savings plan. And if you are an employer and a startup and you want to pay in as well, you know, I'm sure you can lead the listeners and viewers on how to start this up. And you can do it in small increments, right, Christina? I mean, what's the minimum and maximum that you can put in every month? Or is that it ranges?
For a health savings account, it's up to $6,000 per person.
Okay.
And then if you're 50 or older, then you get a $1,000 catch up, which means you could put in $7,000 per person in the health savings plan. So it could be $7,000 for you, $7,000 for your spouse, you know, and so, you know, and the same way with your 401ks as well. People don't realize this is not just the max that you can pay in. You can do one for your spouse as well and still have that income not taxable, you know, and then you've also saved and got a saver's credit. So
now, can you do small increments though? It sounds like this is for like 50 and up, like you were saying, but if you are under 50, what's the minimum that you can start with if you're an employer or have in place? Anything.
You can start with anything. Because, you know, and a lot of times just $25 opens the accounts. And then at that point, the deposits and withdrawals can be taken from that. And, you know, the good thing about that as well, whenever you start pulling the money out, then it is not taxed. And you're also spending interest money that you're not going to pay taxes on either. You're not going to get a 1099 interest on it for you to pay taxes on. It's tax-free.
Beautiful.
And it's little things like that that businesses can do to, yes, you're going to pay for the expense, but maybe it could get you twice the amount off on your taxes.
All these little things make a difference. And I think people get upset when you see millionaires and, you know, the Amazon owners of the world not paying taxes necessarily, but it's because they have good accountants like yourself that know the rules. The government puts these rules in place for you to take advantage of it, for the government to use your money right now or whatever they need to do, and you benefit later. So, you know, it's not that they're not paying their dues. They just know the rules of the game, right? I mean, can you shed a little light on that?
That is, you just said it in a nutshell. Yes. Yeah. It's a game that's played. I know, and the thing about it is it's like playing poker.
Yeah.
Let's say the IRS sends you a letter in the mail. Take it to your accountant. Bring it to me. Call me. Because what we have to do is, and what I always do, is I call their bluff. I will contact them and get them to send me the information that they're trying to use against you. That way we know, we've seen their cards, so we know how to play it.
Ooh.
So a lot of times it's strategy. It's strategy on how to get what you want, when you want it, and when you need it. Which brings me to a couple of things that I think people are missing when they get their taxes done. You know, to get people ready, because right now there's a lot of new legislation that is new for 2021, but there is some legislation that was created in 2021 that retros back to 2020.
Oh.
And so there, you need to find somebody highly qualified that can explain these things to you in more detail, because I'm not going to be able to answer every question you have here. I can just give you an overview and then you take it upon yourself to, you know, do more research on how it will help you. But I do want to cover the advanced child tax credit that everybody's getting right now.
Great.
First of all, for a child that is 0 to 6 years old, the child tax credit has been increased to $3,600. For every child that is 6 years old to 17 years old, that child tax credit is $3,000.
Right.
What Biden has done is he said, okay, we're going to let you parents have half of your child tax credit money now spread out between July and December. You're going to get half of it in equal monthly payments for 6 months. The other half goes on your tax return so that you can use that credit if you need it.
Right.
So just to give you an example, you have two kids. One is under 6. The other one is between 6 and 17. So basically your child tax credit is going to be roughly $6,600. Well, to average that out, you just divide that by 2. Y'all know the standard math. And then you would take the $3,300 that you got and divide that by the 6 months. And basically all that's saying is you're going to get $550 a month spread out on the 15th of every month for 6 months.
Wow.
Now, I do want to caution people about this. You can go to the IRS website and opt out of this. Hmm. And some people... please understand what I'm saying. Please hear me. Hmm. If your child turns 17 in that year, I don't care if it's, say, it's December 31st at 11:59 in 2021, your child turns 17, you lose that that child tax credit altogether, okay?
Okay.
So you could be taken, like right now, my daughter turned 17 today.
Yay! So, happy birthday!
It's great, other than I just lost my entire tax credit.
Oh, darn it. Yeah.
But that's what I want to tell everybody is the fact that if you're taking your child tax credit early, you may not actually be entitled to that. So at the end of the year, it is going to cause you to owe. So
that because if you turn a birthday later and you realize you took it, you're going to be screwed.
Exactly, because once they turn 17, your $3,000 just went down the drain and all you get is $500. So that's where I want to caution people, because if you've got kids that turn 17 during 2021, don't get the child tax credit, because you're not going to get it. You're going to get what's called the other dependent credit, which is $500, but it's not $3,000. So they will have a clawback. It is called a clawback. Mm-hmm. And what they'll do is withhold what you weren't due, basically.
Got it. Be careful, folks. You don't want to be $2,500 in the hole.
Exactly. So if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call at 910-571-1092. I'll be glad to help you with any kind of questions you may have. Doing some tax planning. Everybody needs to do tax planning. That is so crucial when it comes to basically life and budgeting.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into budgeting another day, because it is colossal when it comes to taxes. People don't realize how every little dollar you spend or every little dollar you make is going to affect your bottom line, even though you're not a business. Businesses especially, but even if you're not a business and you're just an employee, you have to understand how to handle your money through budgeting and through taxes to make you money, basically.
And if you don't, just hire Christina to do it for you. You don't have to be great at everything. And I think that's the point of this show, guys. I have Christina on a lot because I'm good at a lot of things and I'm not great at a lot of things also, but know your strengths.
Yes, you are.
Well, I love it. But you got to know your strengths and your weaknesses and delegate them out so that you don't get messed up in the end. And I call Christina to handle it because I know my strengths and my weaknesses.
Case in point, Wesley Snipes. Y'all look at Wesley Snipes and y'all don't do that, okay?
Don't do it. What happened with him exactly? What do we remember about that?
Well, he's been to prison twice because apparently he's not hiring or not doing his due diligence on his accountants and CPAs that he's hiring because they're committing tax fraud. Ultimately, let me tell you this too. Even though you pay someone to do your taxes, could be a CPA, it doesn't matter. That does not relieve you of any responsibility of your taxes. So if you get audited and something's screwed up, you can't say, well, I paid them to do it, because burden of proof actually falls on the taxpayer. So you and all responsibility lies on the taxpayer. So I don't want anybody to think that, oh, well, I paid a professional, I don't have to worry about it.
You need to know what's going on.
Exactly.
You still need to be informed enough to know what those dollars are. And you can commit tax fraud on accident, right? Like not even knowing.
Most people do, and they don't realize it. And that's what, these tax programs, you've got the TurboTax and all that stuff you can buy at Walmart. That stuff really does.
Listen, Christina, don't give me a cease and desist letter now. We love Walmart.
Anyway, that's
TurboTax.
People are not there, but see, the programs don't ask the correct questions. That's okay. The problem. You have to ask the correct questions. And it doesn't. That's why you hire people like me with credentials, that we sit down with you and we say, okay, before we get started on this, I'm going to need to see last year's tax return. Where's all your income? And these are things that you need to take to your accountant and start gathering every month. Get all these expenses together, because as business owners, don't let it add up. I'll get to it next month, or the month after that. Next thing you know, you're 3 months behind and you're just like, oh God, I'm just not going to do it this year.
Overwhelmed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So get in the habit of getting expenses together, income, and also too, income. People think that just because they didn't get a 1099, that they don't have to report it. Oh. Well, the thing about it is that 1099 could have got lost in the mail. They could have issued it. You didn't get it. But anything you get in the mail, or even if you don't get it in the mail and you know that you should have, trust and believe the IRS got it and you're not hiding anything from them.
Okay.
One quick story. I had a client one time. He was a conspiracy theorist. You know, I don't want the government to know about this. I want my checks mailed to me because they're going to have access to my bank account, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
He handed me a mortgage statement, a mortgage interest statement. And okay. He said, I don't know if I really want to count this because I don't want the IRS to know that I have this house. And I looked at him. I said, well, sweetheart, you just handed me a 1098, right? He said, yeah. I said, well, if you got one, the IRS did too. So you're not hiding anything from them. So just if everybody would realize that, you know, claim your income. That is one of the biggest IRS audit flags, because a lot of times the IRS, they base their audits on market studies.
Okay.
Quick story. I had a client that his wife passed away of cancer. His business wasn't open much, so his income was far less than what a market study said. So he got audited because the IRS said this too. Due to a market study, he reported 30% less income than most people in his industry, which triggered the audit.
Wow. Now, so analytics are now being used to audit you, everybody.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Analytics. And, you know, but the thing about that's why I tell everybody, save your receipts.
And you know what? That is a really great point. And to your point about staying organized, I usually do a once a week receipt. And I learned this from being a producer in television, and you have to turn in your per diem. They give you petty cash, they give you petty cash, and you give them the receipts. But I always make copies. So I tape them in the order, like food and supplies and hotels and airport. So, you know, and then so every week I have a pile and they're all itemized. I fell behind this last year because, you know, I've been traveling. It's been a pandemic and it's been a different kind of year. But that's the way to keep it organized, guys. Just do it in the order of the category and do it every week. And just have it stacked, you know.
And if you go to my website, www.premierabc1.com, you should find an expense sheet, depreciation schedule, a mileage chart, different expenses for farms, rental property, things like that. And I did that to help guide people. It's free. You don't have to pay anything for it, because I don't think you should have to pay for some of this education, because it's going to cost you in the long run if you don't.
Great.
So you can go to my website. You can look at these forms. You can look at these expense charts. Now, when you have your expenses, and you know how Walmart and Lowe's and all these places, they do their receipts on thermal paper.
Okay.
The IRS will not accept a receipt that they cannot read. So we all know how it fades out, or how the heat gets a hold of it, things like that. So I always tell people, like you just said, you tape it to a piece of paper. All people have to do is put that on a copying machine, and then that way they've got a record that won't fade out, that won't get heat damaged. Because that is the one thing. I mean, people, they save receipts. When I ask my clients to save receipts, they do. They're just not legible. We're having to cover that.
That's actually a really great point. When you go back and you're like, dang it, I can't read my receipt. And it's not just your finger, it's the type of paper and the heat.
So. Exactly. So that's why I try and tell everybody, like you do, which is great. You tape your receipts to a piece of paper, you just make a copy, or you can get those little Epson scanners and just run the
environment as well, guys, instead of doing the copies.
Exactly. It's just whatever people are used to and how to do it. Trust me, I'm one of those people that are having to jump on that paperless board, and technology doesn't like me.
Well, so, you're getting better at it because you're the Southern Belle badass, right? So
I am. I'm kicking its ass right now.
Oh my gosh. So Christina, what else? We have about, 8 minutes left. What else do you want the listeners to know right before we go to the end of summer here?
Well, I want everyone to understand, number one, go ahead and start getting your taxes together. Because from this point forward, school's going to start again. People are going to start getting busy. And now is the time to go ahead and start getting your ducks in a row. And just a couple of things that you do need to take to your accountant. deadline coming up too, by the way. Corporate deadlines are September the 15th. And individual deadlines are October the 15th. So the reason why I'm telling people this is because you may have an extension, but you still don't have your stuff together. Make sure you take them a copy of your last year's tax return. Make sure you take them at least, I know nobody saved the letters about their stimulus money, but at least know how much you got from each stimulus check. Make sure you take them a copy of your valid, some kind of valid picture ID. I even take debit cards, some of them that have people's pictures on it.
Yeah, it's a one-stop shop.
Exactly. And make sure you take your account number, your banking account number, and your bank routing number as well. Because if you're getting a refund, we want to go ahead and get that stuff in the system. And because everybody wants their money, they need it now. So that way it saves a couple of processes. let's see here. When you go in to your tax preparer, just sit down and talk to them. Things that you don't think are important are crucial to your finances. I've sat down and talked to people before, and as they were leaving, hey, y'all have a great evening. It was good to see you again. They're like, oh, I've got to go to the rental house and do some repairs. I'm like, wait a minute, rental property? I didn't know you had rental property. You never told me.
You can write 2 weeks of the month off. What are you doing?
Well, and that's the thing about it. It's like everything will affect your finances. That is a huge deduction, but that's also a huge audit area for the IRS. Because people don't realize that there is a difference between owning rental property and being a qualified real estate professional.
Right.
So, you know, everybody, let me just tell you, lay it flat out here. Talk to a tax professional. You do what you do. We do what we do. And also to check on their credentials. Check on your tax accountant's credentials. You can find them on the IRS website. you can Google anything now. If you put somebody's name in the computer, Lord have mercy, Katie barred the doors. It's going to tell about all kinds of skeletons.
You make a good point, Christina, because I once went to one of those, let's say, strip mall tax preparer pop-up convenience stores, if you will, and I'm not going to say any names. And I had a situation with my taxes that were a little more complicated than the ones they're used to. They're used to people having one income, one job, one paycheck stub, and one and done. But when you have itemized, you know, you have expenses and you're a freelance producer and that's not the work for you. If you're, you know, start a business, if you have a spouse, if you have a dog, if you have a cat, if you have kids, you need to call Christina because there's a lot of the write-offs and there's a lot of the things, moving parts that can get you. Anyway, it got me in a position, and this was in my early 20s, that I took a while to turn around. So having the wrong preparer can do you wrong for a long time.
Oh, it can. And it can cost you thousands of dollars.
And it did.
it does. And another thing too, people don't realize each profession, chances are, has their own tax code. Just like your friends at Superbad, they have a particular tax code with the IRS.
Great.
Your truck drivers, they have their own tax code. Traveling nurses have their own tax code. All these professions have their own tax code. So that's why it's so crucial that you find a professional. Because they need to understand what you do, how you do it, and honestly, your goal. Because a tax return is not just to do your taxes. It's to help you get a bank loan. It can help you get a car, a house. A tax return is a multifaceted tool in this world, and people don't realize it.
I'm glad you point that out, because I'm always thinking, what is you want your next year to look like for your business? So your taxes have to reflect what you did and what you're going to do the next year. That's always in my head. Exactly. Even if you had a crappy 2020 and you're in a pandemic, you're collecting unemployment, you need to claim that, but you have to claim your next year too and capture that in an honest way. So that's why you have to hire a professional. You don't call a dentist to do your plumbing and vice versa, right?
Exactly. Exactly. the IRS now, the IRS is doing some serious changing. And a word to the wise, there are a lot of people making money off of virtual currency. There is now a tax code for virtual currency and the way it is treated as income. And also there are several ways to defer your taxes on that income. Nice. So if you're interested in learning about any of that or budgeting, financing, cutting expenses, increasing revenue, give me a call at Premier Accounting, 910-571-1092. Or you can look me up on the web, www.premierabc1.com. But, you know, the easiest way to do it is the phone number I just gave you. Shoot me a text. Give me a call. Whatever, however you want to get it to me, that's fine. I'm here to help. And taxes are just my passion. That's just all there is to
it. Obviously. You're like a file cabinet, Christina, because I remember highlights of what you said. I have to go back and look at the show. So, like, if I'm doing something in paperwork, I'm like, oh, we covered that in show number 48. At the half or wherever, but I have to go back, and luckily I have access to you, but you know, you really are great at what you do. And I couldn't imagine if I wasn't passionate about production being organized or good at it. So if you're not passionate about, you know, finance codes and, you know, you're not going to remember this stuff, guys, you know, you're not. So it's important.
I had a professor in college that told me something, and this is probably some of the best advice I ever got through school. Okay. You do not have to know everything. You just have to know where to find everything. So I don't know all the answers, but I do know that I will find it. And I'll tell you, hey, you know, I've read something about that. I don't know exactly what it means because all this other crap's convoluted. Tell you what, let me do some more reading on it, get the details, and then I'll call you back.
This is why we call you the badass, because you have those beautiful tokens of knowledge there, and you're not afraid to read a tax code. You're not afraid to go in and do a deep dive in what it means. And you're right. You've told me a couple times, I don't have the answer to that, but I will get it. And that's the best type of thing you want around your money, guys. You don't want someone to feed you lies. And Christina, I've known for many years, and she, I trust her with mine. You know, a lot of brands I have on the show and the startup, I use them. So this is one of them. And I feel like you should put your money where your mouth is, pun intended. So,
and I would like to tell all of the female business owners out there, congratulations, go get it. Let's do it together, because we've been held down and we're going to break this glass ceiling.
Yes,
and we're going to show how it's done.
Guys, you want to have someone that's confident in handling your money. And Christina has a master's, but she's also got a master's in street knowledge and confidence in her field. And that's why we call her the Southern Badass. And we love having her on the show. Christina, where can we find you on social media? I know you have a couple handles that you plugged before. Go and give them to us in case they don't want to text you or call, but they rather reach you on social media.
Well, I can be found on Twitter and Instagram at TaxQueen1. So, I mean, I try to use the same thing for everything because I am simple like that.
No, it's good because we want you focused on the money.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter what platform. You just remember, like, one password, it's across the board. That's me.
I love it.
TaxQueen1.
TaxQueen1. We're going to have to bring our QR codes back. So maybe next time we have you, we'll have you hold up a QR code so that people can just snap it.
Absolutely.
I know you have a social media manager over there that will get on top of that.
I do. He will. He'll be all over it. As a matter of fact, he gets all over for me for not asking the right questions.
Oh, but you're on it, guys. So thank you for making time. Enjoy that view. You guys, Christina is available to answer your startup business, your medium business, your large business, financial, CPA, tax questions and needs. And she's only 2 hours difference from California, but she's around the clock. I know it because I called her while I was in Europe and she was awake. So don't let that Southern accent fool you. Use it to your advantage. The Southern Belle Badass, Christina Biddle, Charpentier Biddle. Thank you so much for being here, love.
Thank you, Monique. You're awesome.
I love you. Thanks for making time. Yes, all right, ma'am. You guys, check Christina out. And guys, if you're not following me on Instagram, why not? Try me out on Instagram. My personal Instagram is Monique Lorae Stinson, MoniqueLoreStinson. Follow our page on Instagram, The Startup with Monique Lorae on Instagram. My media company is Capquarius Media. If you're into the pandemic film, we have a couple Instagrams there. The American version is The Pandemic Project Documentary. The international version is The Pandemic Film. And my film company is Latchkey Kid Films. So there's a lot of Instagrams on this phone. Actually, I have a couple phones. but that's what happens when you have one thing that grows to the next and you try to keep it organized. And I say that organization is key. So guys, I'm so grateful for everyone that helped us out on the road. A shout out to everyone that I met in Europe that shared their pandemic stories, their entrepreneur stories in Paris, France, in London, England, in Valencia, Spain, and in Warsaw, Poland. We didn't make it to Amsterdam, but it's on the list if we can circle back to Europe. The next stop is going to be Asia, and we're welcoming your stories and your warmth, and thank you for being open. And, you know, it's hard. It's a hard time, guys, but we're getting there. And, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, chances are you're a tough cookie anyway. And, you know, this isn't for the faint of heart. I mean, it's very, it's hard stuff, right? It's hard stuff without a pandemic, but just circle your, you know, be around a circle that can support you emotionally and any other way you need. And just remember why you started. That's what I had to do recently when things got a little hairy for me. I have to just remember why I started these films. And, you know, I've been traveling for a year straight. I'm a little tired, but I take my staycations when I need it. I have one today. I give myself a chance to swim, or I'll give myself a chance to get a massage or relax or whatever. You know, it doesn't have to cost money. But as an entrepreneur and a startup owner, multiple startup owner, you have to take those ports in the storm and give yourself a timeout. And yes, a lot of us are workaholics, but give yourself permission to have a moment. And you're only human and you mean well, and your brand is important to the world. So if you started something and you're feeling discouraged, please know that your brand is important and there's a reason why you started. And I want to also cover a couple other things we have coming up. We're going to do LA Wine Fest. That's coming up this fall, guys. La Casa del Camino, Michael Solberg Family Wines, and Nordic Delights will be joining me in doing that. We also just heard from our friends from Casa LA, which is a children's charity for court-appointed youth in Los Angeles. And that's an organization that's close to my heart. They are going back in person this late fall, early winter for their wine and art event. So if you're interested in becoming a sponsor for that, we're going to do a swag bag and help bless those kids at Casa LA. And that's the update, guys. So great. I'm so glad to see you guys. I'm glad I made it back to the U.S. in one piece. And, you know, hey, this variant, this Delta variant, whether you believe in it or not, it's affecting, you know, startups and all businesses and all people. So do your part. You know, let's get done with this. Let's get behind it. I don't want to be out here making a third or fourth or fifth pandemic film. Let's get this behind us and close this chapter and move on. So do your part, guys. You know, social distance, wear a mask. If you don't believe in that, I don't know what to say. We want our businesses to thrive. We've got to get this behind us, right? So, on that note, thank you for everyone that sponsored the show, including Michael Solberg Family Wines. You can check that out at michaelsolbergfamilywines.com. Thank you, Leah, for all your love and support, as well as La Casa del Camino, Laguna Beach, if you're looking for a staycation. It's a great place to go and relax. As always, and every week I ask you, what will you start up today? Be good to each other. Be well, be kind to yourself, and I'll see you next week. Cheers, guys.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.